Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Quell moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quell scores. Wright moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards second. Callaway catches it and tags Vallow out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Marchildon reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive towards center. Hoag catches it and throws to second to double up Marchildon. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Swift and he is out, Suter applying the tag. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Blair moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter bunts towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys has Blair trapped. There's the throw to Tresh and over to Kennedy, who tags Blair for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Marchildon hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Humphreys strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. QL hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway bunts towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Appling scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Suter moves to second. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Bob Swift. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is walked intentionally. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marchildon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hogue moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Humphries strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Quell hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wright is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Blair moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-4 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marchildon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Marchildon moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marchildon scores. Krivic moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.